Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Wheel of Zeit. There's a play on the Wheel of Time, which Johnny Davis helpfully explained as a popular sci-fi series. I know that one, man, just because I didn't know Ghost Rider in the Sky doesn't mean I don't know any sci-fi or fantasy or whatever the hell
whatever
it
that
is.
Stuff is.
Like I said, very detailed knowledge of the Wheel of Time franchise, which is about to have a Amazon series.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I am Jack. You are Miles. Yes. And here are some things that are trending. OSHA is trending.
Yeah. Oh, sure. More like, oh, shit, because
oh, shucks.
They've been told, sorry, you cannot enforce the vaccine mandate, the safety shit to test, you know, private business employees over a certain threshold of like 100 employees, right? Or something. 100 or more. So, yeah, that there's the brakes have been pumped on that until, I don't know, we'll see. It's basically an appeals
was
court.
Was that the Ohio appeals court?
Yeah. And this was a lawsuit that was brought from, like, you know, the attorneys general of, you know, Texas, Ken Paxton, you know, that legend, mm-hmm. along with like other states like Mississippi, Louisiana, et cetera. There's many lawsuits to try and challenge this. So, yeah, as it stands right now, I haven't heard anything from the White House as to how they feel, like what recourse they have. But yeah, that's where that is. So we continue the battle for safety.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this turns into a very natural thing, like, because the U.S. is unable to actually, you know, like, do anything that would look after people, that we just become like some evolutionary experiment here, where just slowly this is like the land that COVID never leaves. I mean, not to say that it's going to be eradicated completely, but specifically here, when you have such a defined group, like, just willing to throw their bodies on the line.
Could be, especially as they gain power in the scenario where we are headed for a conservative kind of golden age, Reagan Part 2, which I think we could be headed for. So Stay tuned.
Yeah. Or stay informed. Start figuring out how you're going to, you know, maneuver in that world.
Escape plan. Yeah.
How will you maneuver that world?
Ridley Scott was trending all morning because he did the surest thing that somebody can do to get their name trending and criticize superhero movies. It's kind of in the long tradition of Martin Scorsese being like, I don't consider them cinema, you know, kind of dismissive. Ridley Scott's was, I don't know, I feel like is a little less dismissive because he really seems like he has watched superhero movies and is basically saying their scripts are bad and they try to make up for it with special effects. And then he's like, I'll show you some good superhero movies. Alien, Gladiator, Harrison Ford, which is what he calls Blade Runner.
Harrison, okay, what are the movie again? You said Alien, right? Right, Sigourney Weaver.
Alien, Gladiator, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, the movie.
You know, I was talking about the one that I did with the, you know, the sheep.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
The, and, yeah.
The synthetic cyborgs that can't consent.
Yeah,
that movie.
That's the one.
Blade Runner, Blade Runner. That's the one.
I knew
Blades it. Runners.
But he was basically saying, you know, you don't need them all to have the same story. Those were all movies about heroes of various types. Harrison Ford has superpowers in that movie in the sense that he is super strong and can fucking survive. Gladiator, Maximus, sort of a superhero.
Did you say anything else, dude? Maximus?
His name's fucking Maximus, bro.
And he fought with Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like I'm seeing this point made about superhero. Like, we were talking about how the Eternals is not... Like, every Marvel movie to this point, or, like, the most successful and acclaimed ones, were some sort of genre movie. Like, it was like, this is a genre movie in which... the main character happens to be a superhero. Like, Thor Ragnarok was a comedy. Iron Man 3 was a, you know, Shane Black movie, which is kind of its own. But Winter Soldier was like a 70s era spy movie. Dark Knight, I think, is widely regarded as best superhero movie. And it's basically a Heat inspired crime movie with Batman in it.
Right.
But, like, you know, the reviews of The Eternals seem to suggest that it's, you know, Scott the guy from Forbes, Scotty, was saying that this is the first Marvel movie where they just like abandon that formula and it just feels like a DC movie because there's not the added like genre on top of it. And even like the third Tom Holland Spider-Man, like the first two seemed like the trick was, oh, these are teen movies in which like the teen happens to be Spider-Man. And now it's like the third one, I don't know, the trailer just looked very much like a lot of lasers and portals in the sky and shit.
Love and portals, man. Love a portal, you know. Love ripping space time to shreds and having that be the big existential threat. I mean, you know, I see what you're saying though, like where Scorsese's just being like, it's not cinema. Versus, you know, I think this is always just gonna, again, it's guaranteed coverage to be like an old director, older generation director, and be like, here's my take on these MCU films. And I get what he's saying, and I think more in general, a lot of films, not just Marvel films, suffer from this, especially when it's like established IP. It's that, dude, you can have more fun with it, you know.
Yeah.
I get that there's a lot of purists who want it to really reflect like the source material, but at the same time, like, I felt like even the Bond movies that I liked, like Casino Royale, I was like, oh shit, they're treating this dude like some fucked up guy who happens to be James Bond. Like, and what's that doing to his life? Which I think is a fun perspective that you can really pull out through cinema. But you know, I think like any film, like franchise or genre that gets successful, like, to the people in marketing and development at the studios, like, don't do anything too weird or else it makes less money. And that's kind of, I think, at the root of all of it.
the two fan reactions that I would say I would caution against. There were some superhero movie fans who were like, okay, here are five superhero movies that are better than anything Ridley Scott has ever directed. And that's just not like, that suggests you haven't seen those movies. And I don't know. I also feel like if you're going to be serious about movies, which I think superhero movies should be taken seriously and discussed as serious movies, since so many people watch them and they clearly appeal to a big part of the national unconscious, but like, learn to differentiate between, you know, dismissive bullshit where people are just like, superhero movies, fuck, those are rides, and actual smart and earned criticism that you can like kind of engage with.
Yeah, but that's hey, come on, Jack. Rational fandoms.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, speaking of rational fandoms, the Q Shaman.
Oh boy.
Got sentenced.
Q Shaman.
He got 41 months.
Yeah. That's one of the stiffer fines we've seen, or sentences we've seen come out of the January 6th stuff. Cool, I guess. We shall see. Although I believe that the judge started showing his like, you know, soft spot for white nationalists or something, because he was like, I really believe like you regret what you did. It's like, it reminds me of things Martin Luther King would have said. And you're like, I'm sorry, what? You're going to fucking evoke MLK at the sentencing of a fucking radical who went to overturn the election? Okay.
Because of white supremacy.
Cool. Yeah.
Good call. Good call, man.
Yeah. I get it.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Gozar is trending, and not because they have entered through a portal in the sky above a Manhattan building, which was that the first portal in the sky over Manhattan movie?
Good question.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Really good question.
That we will just put out there and not do the research to answer. But the House of Representatives is preparing to, and I believe they did successfully vote to censure Representative Paul Gozar and remove him from two committees after he shared that animated video that depicted him killing AOC and attacking Biden.
Look, I was just stabbing her a little bit with a broadsword, okay?
It was
gosh.
Funny. It was like it was a goof.
This I'm saying, like, friggin' comedy's dead. You know what I mean? That's what. Right. So he's. I think the interesting thing that'll happen next, I believe, is that usually you get censured, you get your committee thing stripped, and then you got to go up in front of the House, and then they read you like why you're being censured. So we'll see if he shows up for that or decides to grandstand there. But yep. I mean, it seems like a pretty straightforward case of that's not going to happen. And what's wild is like AOC was addressing the House and sort of being like, I don't understand why this is like a hard vote. This really isn't about like me or him. It's more like what is okay to fucking do in general as a person. Like that's
yeah.
But okay, right? Because we live in this hyper partisan world where there's nothing that can be agreed on in terms of humane treatment or behavior.
David Bowie is trending, which I think got all of our hearts racing.
Why?
Like, uh-oh. No, him too. Not now, 2021. It was because Iman has a new book coming out. She's doing some interviews, and she had this to say when Hoda asked her.
Hoda.
Wait. She was basically saying that she's never going to remarry, but the way she said it was very kind of beautiful. She said, people say to me when they talk, oh, I loved your late husband. And I say, he's not my late husband. He's my husband. So that's how I feel about it. This was truly the love of my life. And I just wait until I meet him again. Yeah. That's some
David
love right
Bowie
there.
That's smiling wherever he's at, whatever boat he's on with the other celebrities. They told you died that year because we all know it's nonsense.
Yeah. Was he in the band that QAnon claimed was doing the Rolling Stones?
I don't think so.
Cover?
That
was a missed opportunity for them.
Michael Jackson was Mick Jagger. Keith Richards was, I think, John, right? Elvis on keys. Prince on drums. So, no.
Famed guitarist John Kennedy Jr.
Famed drummer Prince on drums.
Yeah. Well, Prince was multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
I'm sure he could fucking rock
some
drums.
Put him on the guitar, baby. Come on now.
Elvis on the keys. You think that motherfucker could play keys?
I mean, he could pretend.
Right. For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, like after JFK Jr. failed to appear, the guy who was like sort of the spiritual leader of the Dallas QAnon shit, like had a riff on like, you know, people think he didn't appear. But we were at the Rolling Stone concert last night.
Great seats, great seats. Mike, they were pretty expensive, but it's worth it. It's like, didn't we give you a bunch of money for it to put this thing on? Like, right. Absolutely did not pay for my front row seats. Okay. Love the Rolling Stones. So you guys got to see him live. Really, it's something else.
He claimed that all those people, that it wasn't the Rolling Stones. It was all those dead celebrities hanging out. Tiger King 2 is trending. I guess people have seen it. And they're just basically being like, all right, here's what you need to know. Probably not worth your time.
Don't even watch. Here's the best bits.
Let's just get this shit out of the way.
Just in case you were precious about Tiger King spoilers, a warning here.
Yeah. Tiger warning King 5 seconds too late. Like, I think you probably had a sense that they were going to make the Joe's case in this. So hopefully that wasn't too much of a spoiler that they make that case that he was framed. The person he paid $3,000 to is in the series basically being like, yeah, no, I was never going to kill Baskin. That was not like Joe and my understanding. But what I did have a plan for was to kill Joe with Jeff Lowe. I was going to have Joe's head cut the blank off, Lover says. Nobody knows about what me and Jeff had planned. Was Jeff going to pay you if Joe died? I wouldn't have to work no more. So it seems like maybe Joe got a bad deal.
Yeah.
Got a bad deal.
You sleep with tigers, you're bound to get eaten or something like that. But yeah, you hate to see it.
Yeah. You really do. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the booster or get the vaccine if you haven't done that yet. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.